All right, hello everyone. I'm going to be talking to you today about the drivers of exchangeable cation dynamics in deep soil. So I've put up a little map here, and you can see these are 22 different sites that we've excavated from southern Oregon to northern Washington, looking down anywhere between 2 and 3 meters in the soil to try to understand what's going on deeper in these soil profiles. So the first thing I'd like to show you here, don't pay attention to individual data points, just look at broader trends here. There's enormous variability in the amounts of exchangeable calcium we have in between these different soils across the landscape. On average, about 66% of that exchangeable calcium was beneath a meter. It's a very similar distribution for exchangeable magnesium. You can see sites that are high in calcium are also high in magnesium, and vice versa. 76% of that exchangeable magnesium was beneath a meter across all of these sites. Exchangeable potassium, on the other hand, very different distribution across these different sites. We see some sites that have relatively low calcium have very high potassium values. This could be due to differences in type of minerals during weathering, or through different processes that are controlling these different exchangeable cations. For exchangeable potassium, 57% of that stock was beneath a meter. And finally, exchangeable sodium. You can see this is very evenly distributed across all of these sites. Potentially, a driver here would be atmospheric input. If we're all pretty near the coast at all of these sites, and so our inputs from atmospheric deposition may be pretty uniform. On average here, 63% was below a meter. Now, clearly, these high stocks in subsurface soil could potentially be accessed by roots as they start to extend deeper into the soil profile. So here are two sort of representative soils. On the left here is a very organic matter rich soil. It's also a very wet site near the coast. On the right is a site that is near the Willamette Valley. It's pretty dry, pretty low organic matter. And what we'd expect here based on that data is that we'd have more exchangeable calcium magnesium in this site on the right. So our environmental controls that we've looked at are sort of a climate gradient. We have pretty accurate climate data for all of these sites. And we created an index running pretty much from wet to cool to warm and dry sites. And what we see is that exchangeable calcium and magnesium go up as you get drier and warmer, right? This suggests that leaching is a major driver of these exchangeable cations. We also see that sites that are higher in carbon, oddly, have less exchangeable nutrients. Now, this could potentially be some leaching with the DOC. I'm open to some other ideas to explain this pattern that we see, because this is just looking at bulk carbon versus sort of bulk exchangeable cations, and the drivers here probably are a bit more complicated than that. As I stated before, the major pathway that I think is driving potassium is plant uptake. So as opposed to leaching, which is driving calcium and magnesium deeper into the soil profile, potassium is probably a little bit more limiting here, and so plants are moving it upward in the soil profile preferentially. Atmospheric deposition, again, is what I think is controlling the sort of uniform distribution of sodium between all of these different sites. And that's what I've got. Thank you very much.